Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you mess up? We all have those moments, right? Maybe it's spilling coffee on your new shirt, forgetting a deadline, or just having one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. It happens. But how we react to those moments, those little stumbles and setbacks, is what truly matters. Today, we're diving into the superpower of self-compassion and kindness. Because let's be real, life can get pretty tough sometimes. And sometimes, the toughest critic we face isn't someone else, it's ourselves. We tend to beat ourselves up over mistakes, dwell on perceived failures, and hold ourselves to impossible standards. But what if I told you there's a better way? A way to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and even joy. First things first. Self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or letting yourself off the hook. It's not about ignoring your flaws or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. Imagine a friend tripped and fell, what would you say? Would you berate them for being clumsy? Or would you offer a hand up, a reassuring word, and maybe even a little laughter to lighten the mood? Think about it, you'd probably treat them with compassion, right? So why do we often fail to extend that same courtesy to ourselves? That's where practice comes in. Second, cultivate mindful awareness. Pay attention to your inner voice. When those negative thoughts start swelling, I messed up, I'm not good enough, what a failure, gently acknowledge them without judgment. Just observe them like clouds passing through the sky. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they don't define you. Third, practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could be anything from taking a relaxing bath to going for a walk in nature to spending time with loved ones who uplift you. You deserve to feel good, and taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. 4. Celebrate your successes, big and small. Did you finish that project? Nailed that presentation? Celebrate it. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for the hard work you put in. It's easy to focus on what we haven't done yet, but taking a moment to appreciate our wins keeps us motivated and builds confidence. And lastly, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. The key is to learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward with kindness and compassion for yourself along the way. Ever felt like you were constantly running on a treadmill, chasing this elusive feeling of perfection? Well, guess what, it's a myth. Perfection doesn't exist. That's striving for excellence, that's something we can all aim for. Think about that time you really messed up. Maybe you gave a presentation and stumbled over your words, or maybe you forgot an important deadline. Remember how you felt? Probably a mix of embarrassment, frustration, and maybe even a little self-pity. But what if instead of beating yourself up, you treated yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend in the same situation? Hey, you could say to yourself, it's okay, everyone makes mistakes, this doesn't define me, I can learn from this and do better next time. That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to acknowledge our imperfections without judgment, learn from our experiences, and move forward with grace and resilience. You know what, it's like learning a new language or mastering a musical instrument, it takes practice. But the more you cultivate self-compassion, the easier it becomes. You start to see yourself with more clarity, acceptance, and even love. And that, my friends, is a truly powerful thing. So today, I challenge you to be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same care, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you're worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, just as you are. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, remember you're not alone. Reach out to someone you trust, or check out some resources online for support. Now go out there and shine your light with a little extra self-compassion along the way. I'll catch you on the next episode of Mental Fortitude Daily.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.